Good evening, commissioners. My name is Ed Fuller. Honorable Commissioner, our Chairman O'Brien, Vice Chair Dave Sullivan, Honorable Joe Mullins, Honorable Greg Hansen, Honorable Charlie Eckerson. I'm here with mixed emotions this evening to discuss the office space at the courthouse. I've sat here in numerous commission meetings and hearings and kind of dismayed on a lack of cooperation, if you will, from the clerk. I think he's done the best he can and knows how to do, but this is an emergency situation. And under an emergency situation, there ought to be cooperation. Not bellicose statements. It's my territory. I'm not going to do this. He's a good and honorable man. And he is defending, I believe properly, his operation. But there is an equally and just as disconcerting element to this, and that's the sheriff's operation. He is a 24-hour operation. Now, we have emergencies. We're going to have hurricanes coming. We're going to have all kinds of issues to deal with in the upcoming months. And it's troubling that there is a lack of cooperation. I know that it's a very unpalatable situation, because to do the right thing is not easy. And I certainly, Solomon had a tough time in his day, and I'm sure you all do in this decision. But when it comes down to it, you own the building. Mr. Bexley is a tenant, and so is the sheriff. And I believe I heard, and please correct me, Mr. Cameron, that there's been no movement on whether Mr. Bexley wants to give more space. He didn't have to give more space. You have to reallocate it. And that's not his expertise, and I understand that. I'm going to ask that you do something and give it great consideration, that you make a motion to direct Mr. Cameron to make a space studies plan, a plan to reallocate space to the sheriff on the first floor. The directive can be with the consent of the clerk of courts, if possible, or regrettable without it. I make these remarks as Ed Fuller. I don't stand for anybody other than me, any organizations I'm affiliated with, any person directly or indirectly. I find it's not a good solution, but sometimes you need to move forward, and it's very difficult. So thank you for allowing me to speak to you.
Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Commissioners, maybe I could bring this together on consensus here with respect to these space issues. I took very seriously what Mr. Fuller had to say, so I'm wondering if maybe we can't come to consensus and direct Mr. Cameron to come back at our June 3rd meeting and give us his suggestion on reallocation of space in the courthouse, how many employees would get displaced or relocated on both sides, what the cost is going to be, how long it's going to take to get it done, and I need a discussion on the legal issues and the ramifications. So if we were to have a vote to say this is what's going to happen as landlords of that space and this is who we're going to move, I want to know what the legal ramifications or issues are on that, because I don't, and I need to understand that. But I thought maybe if we could tie that together, then we can get to a point where we make a decision on the bigger issue that I think we have here of what to do for the next 2+ years with a whole lot of employees on both sides, the clerk's side and on the sheriff's side. And let's get it, just get it to the point where we make a decision here and understand the facts. Is there a consensus that we could ask Mr. Cameron to do that? And this also gives the clerk an opportunity to you know, to respond and have feedback and react to that as well.
Because
it's obviously not, hold on, it's not happening behind the scenes between staff and in negotiating. So if it has to be public, then it has to be public. But I think we need to get it done. So.
Chairman, in addition to that, I think we need to look at some other possible other solutions to compare that to. For instance, renting something like the Jack Butlick building. And you and I have talked about that. I think it's expensive. I think it's $11 a square foot plus build out. I think we need to see that. I'm just suggesting that building, that there might be others out there, but as a possible solution. I think that's 20,000 square feet, so that's actually a pretty good sized building, but I think it would be awful expensive. I think it's something we ought to look at too, and right along with yours. And I think I want to stress something that the chairman said. The fourth part of that question, the legal aspects of what the comptroller has to do in his building and what he's required to do by the Constitution, that's critical that we know that. We have to understand that, because that's a big deal.
Yes, sir.
Chairman, I would, you know, we've gone round and round with this, and we've been all over the place. I think we don't need to look at other options. I'd like to make a motion that we instruct the county manager to sit down and get this resolved and get the space worked out, situation worked out for the interim time.
I'd like to modify that motion before we vote on it. Are we going to have a second first?
I don't see the need for us to have a motion. I think we can, by consensus, direct Mr. Cameron to do this.
Yeah, I disagree, Mr. Chairman. I think the time has come to make a motion and get something done. One, I would add to Commissioner Mullen's motion that we also direct Mr. Cameron. I'm talking.
I don't know. We have a motion, sir.
Well, I also, if that motion gets a second, I would also add to it, if the maker of the motion approves, that we direct Mr. Cameron to agree to the sheriff leasing space in the meantime for the Palm Coast District Office.
I wouldn't make that amended.
I don't have a motion, so if you want to state a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we instruct the county manager to sit down and work this space issue out at the courthouse, get this resolved for the time period, and then to execute or work on executing a lease or getting a lease option to us for the temporary Sheriff's Operations Center and District.
Just as a point of information, Commissioners, the sheriff does not need your approval to lease property. He can do it out of his budget.
But we be telling, but
we can lease the building.
We can lease it, and the point being that we're saying don't use the bank. We have to make that point.
If you choose to be the one that leases the building, I'm sure that the sheriff would embrace that.
Yeah, I make that motion. Second. Do I need to
clarify? I'm lost. What is the motion?
You just said it.
Got to hear
that
it again.
That we instruct the county manager to sit down and work out the space issue in the courthouse, and that we also move forward in leasing space for the Palm Coast District Office.
Which is basically what I said. I was asking for consensus to direct him. You want to make that in the form of a motion. What you've done. You have a second? We have a second here to that? Any discussion on the motion? Open it up to public comment. Any comment on the motion?
Flagler County Sheriff Rick Staley, Mr. Chairman and Commission, just so you are aware, if the decision is to not use the bank building, which is fine, okay, that would have been about 4,500 square feet. The space I've located is about 2,000. I'll make that work, but I have the legal authority to sign the lease myself, and I can probably move that faster than the board can. So I just want to make that point that the end result is it's going to save $78,000 per year to the taxpayer based on the current rent that the current landlord is charging. And so I just want to, if you want to take the lease, that's fine. But if it's easier for the sheriff to do it, now that it sounds like you're giving direction on a building, I can make that happen tomorrow.
Okay. Any other comments from the public on this motion? Seeing no one come forward, I'll close public comment, bring it back to the commission.
Chairman, can I amend that to where we let the sheriff, we sit down and instruct the county manager to work out the issue at the courthouse, and we allow the sheriff just kind of take care of his business in Palm Coast to move quicker.
State it specifically so we know what we're talking about here, sir. If you want to amend
that, we instruct the county manager to sit down with the courthouse, work out the space in the courthouse for the short term. I make a motion that we, you got to help me with this, if you can help me.
I was fine with the motion as it was previously.
Well, let's leave that and let's vote on it.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. So all those opposed, please signify by saying no. Okay. Mr. Erickson?
No, I said aye.
I apologize. Okay. I did not hear you. I just want to make sure. All right. So that motion carries unanimously. Okay.